Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Envelop Her, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hello, everybody. We are back on this glorious Tuesday. I am in Malibu, California, and I have to tell you, I've been here for 2.5 weeks, and I have yet to see the beach. Everybody keeps saying that I'm in California, and they keep asking, wow, the beach. I haven't seen it. Just hasn't happened. So it is a glorious day here, though, as every day is, and I love to bring on, as you know, my super influencer friends. I go to a lot of networking events, and I meet some of the coolest people you're ever going to want to know. So that's why I do this show, because I want you to know the people that I know, because they can give us such really great insight. And my first guest is a lady who, you know, I could be here all day with her bio, so I'm going to try to cut it short, but tell you everything she does at the same time. So, okay, she's a PhD. Let's get that right out of the way, because so that already, she's brilliant. She's beautiful. She's super talented, because people, if you heard this lady's voice, I mean, I thought I didn't sing. Yeah, I sang pretty well, but this lady has got me beat. And she also has her own radio show. I'm going to be on that right after my show we're going to do. So I'm going to welcome Dr. Marissa Pay to the show. Good morning, girlfriend. So happy you could be with me.
Good morning, girlfriend, and very happy to be on the hot seat with you for a change.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get you real warmed up here in a minute, but you do a lot of inspirational speaking. You do speak to corporate. You've been on every, you know, major media platform possible, and you speak a lot about happiness. The 88% happiness is something I would, and I'm going to tell you why, Marissa, because, you know, under the holidays, around the holidays, it's all about love and happiness, right? People really think that this is the happiest time of the year. And I'm pretty darn sure I know an awful lot of people, and you may too, they get very depressed this time of the year. Right. So talk to us about what 88% happiness truly is.
Sure, I would love to. And just to start, remember, you started me with a PhD. You know what PhD stands for, right?
You're going to tell me.
BS is Bachelor of Science, or bull shiitake. And then MS is more Master of Science and more shiitake. And PhD is just piled higher and deeper. So just so you know, that's what people
Well, that's
do.
Okay, because you're extremely talented. Come on now, girlfriend. You know you've got it going on. You're a superstar.
Thank you. And boy, you can introduce me anytime, but let's get to the 88%. So why do I say my job in life is to splatter you with hope and happiness and get you to happiness 88% of the time? So you cannot be happy 100% of the time or you'd be dead. So you need contrast, and you are human. You cannot be. Even 90s is unrealistic. Mm-hmm. But most of us are operating at about anywhere from a 55 to a 70. When you are asked, how are you doing? You say, I'm okay. Okay, that's like a 58% happy. And what I have realized through my own experiences and now doing the speaking and the coaching and the teaching that I do is that you have a lot more control over your happiness than you believe that you do. When you decide that you choose happiness, you can be happy 88% of the time. And you face a great situation right now when a lot of us are choosing to lose 2 months of our year by saying, I hate the holidays. I've got the holiday blues. Right. I call them, you're wearing your blue colored glasses for 2 months. You're mad at the drivers. You're mad at the shoppers. You're mad at the, actually those are red colored goggles.
Right.
And then
right.
the blue part is you miss everyone who isn't with you physically, either because they live too far away or they've transitioned. And so you go through reliving their death over the holidays. So is that about what you're talking about with the blue? So more and more people, you're right, I do hear them say, I hate the holidays. And my heart just goes, no, know, because it is my favorite holiday. It is right. the season of joy, but it's not because great things happen, and they do, but mm-hmm. it's because it's an inside job. I choose, in fact, yeah. I want to live every single day
minute.
As if it
sure.
was my last day because right. I right. don't get this over. There's right. no do-over of days. And
absolutely
so
not.
I have a choice.
Yeah.
Either I get slammed by the circumstances that happen to me, so someone cuts me off in traffic, so someone right. cuts me off in line. It's not to say that I don't get irritated. I get irritated and I go, right. if I look like you, I'd be miserable too, in
right.
my head, okay?
Sure.
And then
right.
I take the breath and I release it and go, you know, INTBOD, INTBOAD, it's not that
big of a deal.
Right, you know?
Exactly.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm not going to lose any more of my time and space right. by being trigger red or trigger blue, and then right. let me go to the blue side, because am I saying that you should just be happy that your loved ones are not here anymore? No, absolutely not.
Sure.
But many of us suffer unnecessarily because mm-hmm. when we remember our loved ones, we don't remember the fullness of their life and what they were and how they taught us love and how they taught us right. whatever it is that makes us right. magnificent as we are. We
yeah.
only remember them in the last day or the last year of treatment or the last month
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is, or the last relationship you had that's not there anymore. You remember it in the sadness
mm-hmm.
or in the blue aspect of that relationship that's gone. So.
Right.
My balanced tip and challenge for any of you who are feeling bah humbug is make this just experiment. See if this holiday season you can't choose to see the holidays differently than
mm-hmm.
the average person who's walking around with those blue and red and purple glasses. So,
yeah. It's ever more clear to me now why your moniker is the Asian Oprah. I think I'm starting to feel warm and fuzzy right now, Marissa, because you are absolutely right. And here's what I do, because I'm going to tell you that every once in a while, you know, it'll happen to me. I'm alone. I'm not married. I don't have a boyfriend. The holidays come and they go. And it seems as though it's kind of one of those, you know, those times of the year where everybody comes together. Well, here's what I do. First of all, I'm very happy for the family that I have. And that I can be with during that time. And I always sort of default to, yeah, but I'm not in a war zone. Yeah, but I'm not a woman living in Pakistan. Yeah, but I'm, you know, and I go all to the default of all those people that would literally, they would absolutely do anything to be in my place, to be as lucky and as fortunate as I am. And so it doesn't happen often, but when it does, I give myself a quick stop, hold on, not going to work. That's not the way we're going to do this. So that's
beautiful.
Kind of, you know, my go-to is the default of, you know, so many people that have it worse than
that's
we do.
Perfect.
I wanted to hear also a little bit more about, because you are, you know, a global thought leader, and you do something called the 21-day fast mm-hmm. from complaining, and you also do peace work around the planet. But this 21 fast from complaining fascinates me. Tell me more. Tell us all a little bit more about that.
Sure. And just you didn't know it, but the tool that you're using, thinking about the women who would love to be in your place, I call it ICBW. It could be worse.
Oh,
so
yes.
when you're starting to slide down into that more ass called feeling sorry for myself, then you go to less ass and say, ICBW, it could be. And you are so beautiful inside and out. And I don't understand why you don't have someone, because I know why. There's many men who would love to be with you. You're just too picky. So we're going to work on that when you come
on my
show.
We're going to work on that. Okay. We are going to work on that. You know, here's what quick sidebar. You know, people say I'm so picky, but my experience has been, and it's probably my bad because it's probably what I'm calling in. You know, I call in the liars, the cheaters, and the stealers, you know, so I just, hold for a minute,
so,
you know, and I have to tell you, Marissa, honestly, I think that this is something else that you may even agree with, that sometimes being alone is a really darn good thing. You learn so much more about yourself that I think that, you know, I have worked so much on myself. I'm such a better me now that I know exactly what I won't accept in my life and what I do want to embrace. Yeah. So
And it's, there's a balance. There's a balance. You can be in love with yourself, which I highly recommend, and love being on your own. And you can also have a relationship. So this is the new loving yourself and loving other people. So we'll talk about that in my show. Now I know so I have.
Let's
I
get
have,
back to that 21 day complaining
okay,
fest.
Back to the 21.
I can definitely use something like that.
All right, 21 day fast from complaining with Dr. Marissa is a good life habit. Actually, it's a great life habit that I started July 1st, 2011. I am on faculty at Agape International Spiritual Center. And I know a bunch of your friends are there too. And they have great speakers. I get my positive roots watered there. My big brother is Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith. He's actually the one who dubbed me the Asian Oprah and introduced me to Oprah earlier in the year as the Asian Oprah, pointed at me and said, that's the one they call the Asian Oprah. And I looked at her and I'm like, oh, please don't call your lawyer. And she looked at me and she smiled. And then she looked down at my pants and said, nice pants. Oh. And it took everything, Clarissa, for me not to say, do you want them? Do you want me to take them off right now? But anyway, so that's how that happened.
Right.
But 21 day fast from complaining, I heard a speaker, she's wonderful, she's been on my show, Edwine Gaines, and she said, you can reach spiritual transcendence if you can go 21 days in a row without complaining. And I love a challenge, and I'm like, okay, let's do this. And so I don't like to do anything alone, so I grabbed 40 of my friends and said, we're going to do this. Starting on the first of the month, we're going to see how far we can get without complaining every day. And so the rules are pretty simple. You're your own judge if you're complaining or not. If you complain in your head and it doesn't come out of your mouth, it's not counted as a complaint.
Okay.
It's not necessarily the words. You can say, it's hot outside. That's a fact. But if you go, oh, it's hot outside, again, that's a complaint. So you try to do
it's
that.
It's the tone, too. All right. Okay.
Right. 21 days. And I've been doing that now for 77 consecutive months online. It's very easy to register. You just go to forbalance.org, and I talk about it on the show. At the end of every show, I do the balance tip for the day on how to stop from complaining, as well as I do Facebook Lives now on the balance tip for the day. And we're on hiatus right now because we're the 20, whatever it is, of November. But we start round 78, December 1st, 2017, with day one. And a couple of years ago, someone said, please, can you make an app? You know, I'd love to have it on the phone. I think it was RJ Peterson.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. So I grabbed a bunch of teenagers and put them to work and gave them some college money. And they put this really fabulous app together. Diego and my daughter, she did the
Can I stop you right there? You can tell me about this right after the break. I'm getting sort of nudged from Voice America. A-Rod down there in Phoenix is keeping me on track, Dr. Marissa. Listen, I hate to interrupt, but we will be right back, everybody, with Dr. Marissa Pei. Do not go away.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
I'm busy and so is my family. Leftover pizza and unhealthy takeout isn't really doing it for us anymore. Just ask my bathroom scale. That all changed when I found Freshly. For less than $10 a meal, Freshly delivers 6 meals a week, always fresh, never frozen, prepared by top chefs and nutritionists using the best, freshest, gluten-free ingredients. The best part is the menu is always new and fresh, just like the food, and it only takes 3 minutes for me to prepare breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and there's no messy cleanup and no dishes. My family loves the choices and the taste, and Freshly delivers to my home and my office, so I eat healthy all day, every day. If you're tired of the same old cardboard delivery and takeout, try out Freshly.com today and save $20 on your first order using coupon code VAH639 at Freshly.com. Your taste buds and your scale will thank you. So save $20 today with coupon code VAH639 at Freshly.com.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers channel.
Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight, and we are with Dr. Marissa Pay. She is an inspirational speaker, a personal and executive coach. I want to talk about that in a second. Also, a talk radio personality. I'll be on her show right after my show. A television commentator, many other things. She's also the author of a book by the name of 52 Card Pick Me Up, Stacking the Deck for Life Balance, and Mommy, What Are Feelings? So I'm very interested about the Mommy, What Are Feelings book. I know I cut you off on your app, so if you want to finish telling us about the app, but I want to know more about the children's book you wrote.
Sure. The app, just go to both platforms. It's there. It's only 99 cents, and all proceeds from all of my balance products go to my peace work around the planet. I just got back from India, where I got to teach kids at a NGO, Literacy India, and I done it in Africa and Brazil. I'm just so grateful. I go on trips. I got the 2017 Iconic Woman of the Year Award, and while I'm there speaking to the Women's Economic Forum, I make them take me to rural areas so that I get to splash more hope and happiness. So the Mommy, What Are Feelings book is, I'm very proud of. It's actually out of production right now because it's sold out.
So well, there you go.
Coming back with that after my newest book that's coming out August 7th, 2018, called 8 Ways to Happiness from Wherever You Are, published by my New York publisher, Morgan James. But the Mommy, What Are Feelings book is my favorite because it's gotten recognition from autistic foundations because children are not taught necessarily to feel. And all of those expressions of feelings, I mean, we're allowed to be happy and we're allowed to be, let's say, peaceful, but we're not necessarily allowed to be sad or shy or frustrated or angry. So with my daughter's help when they were 3 and 5, they drew all of the pictures of what it's like to feel things. So, you know, if you're feeling excited, it's like an orange popsicle. If you're sad, it's like a crying clown. So all the feelings have a taste, touch, sight, and sound component. And I'm so grateful. Kids, like their moms, they won't let the moms read any other book. It is a wonderful thing. So I'm looking for a new children's book publisher, actually, because it has a component where you draw your own feelings. So it's very expensive to produce using the, what do you call that? The laminate. So I'm just waiting for the friendly universe to drop a beautiful publisher into my lap to create more of those. And as soon as we have another one, I will give one to you.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Thank you. Kind of wondering how a woman, as busy as you are, doing as many extraordinary things as you're doing, has time to write and sing music.
I juice my life. That's number one. So I wring every possible piece of life out of my minute and my seconds. So that's number one. And I am so grateful and blessed because I love what I do and I do what I love. So I lost the line between work and play somewhere in the last 3 years. So everything that I do, I love to write. I love to talk. I love to create. I love to produce. I love every single thing. That I love being a mom. I race sailboats as for my own therapy.
I know. I saw that too. Lordy.
And it's just, I'm so grateful. The side effect of choosing happiness, the side effect of choosing this way of life is that I find time. I always have time for what I want to do. Always have time.
So run me a little bit through if you're, you know, you do a lot of coaching, obviously. Yes. And so there's personal coaching and executive coaching. Mm-hmm. What, you know, give me an idea as to, you know, how you structure your coaching and your consulting for personal and for executives as well.
Usually I get called into organizations with someone who is technically brilliant and emotionally challenged. Mm-hmm. And so they are not interested in therapy, and I don't do therapy, even though I have a master's in clinical psychology. I found that reliving problems for 10, 20 years is not necessarily the best way out of trauma. So my method, my life balance method is if I get called into the organization, I'm not called in for alcohol related or anything like that. It's just for people who want to be more interpersonally effective than they currently are. Sometimes they don't really want to do it, but their boss wants them to do it. And so it's my job in the first session to make you want me and to make you want me to work with you so you can feel better about yourself. So that's usually what the executive coaching. Personal coaching is anyone that wants to up their happiness 80 to 88%. And by the way, 88 is that number is a homonym in Chinese for good fortune. That's why I use 8.
Okay. I think I've asked that in the beginning and I wasn't sure. Yeah, that makes sense now. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you go into talking to these people, I'm assuming men and women, anybody that's in corporate, you know, in executive placement, I know they're probably a lot of control freaks in that, right? Am I right? Okay. So how is it that you, how do you get them to soften up a little bit and actually listen to you and then not only, but implement what you are suggesting, what you're teaching, what you're coaching?
Okay. Clarissa, do you want more joy in your life?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do you want less stress in your life?
Absolutely.
Do you know how to do that? Is it working for you? How you're doing it now, is it working for you?
No, it's not. I mean, and I don't have a horrible life, but certainly I'm, I am stressed. Right. My body's stressed. Right. My head is stressed. Surely, absolutely.
Yeah. Are you willing to hear some suggestions and just try them out just as an experiment?
Would love that.
That's how I get them. I just asked 4 questions.
How's that working for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how... You know, control freak or not, you know, you got to where you are trying it your way. So is it working for you? If it's not working for you, what is it going to hurt to work with me for 30 days just to see if it's any better? Just to see if there's a little more joy, just to see if there's a little less stress. Mm-hmm. You tell me.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that one of those things, you know, here's the one, and I'll share this with you too. I've said it before on air. Here's the question I hate the most. So what do you do for fun?
My life.
So what do you do for fun? And honestly, I'm gonna step up here. I'll be the guinea pig for this show. It's fine. And I step up and I say, you know, my fun is I go to see my, you know, I meet new people and see old friends at networking events. That's really work. I mean, it's work related. I do have some fun there, but that's pretty much the fun. You know, I think every once in a while, 2-3 times a year, I might stop and just watch a movie, you know, something like that. But there's definitely a lot. There are a few things I need to definitely take a look at for sure.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you can have fun with yourself because you bring yourself wherever you go, then it's golden. It really doesn't matter what's going on around you. Every new circumstance, every new activity, you're there in the middle. Are you having fun? Are you good with you? Are you happy with you, who you are 88% of the time? Do you do the best that you can with the time that you have and the resources you have? Yes? Then guess what? You're good.
Right.
Go easy. Most of us suffer in life because we have an internal perfectionist who is robbing us of our joy.
Yeah.
So come work with me.
I will, I absolutely will. As we're coming up on the close of the show, I did want to ask you, though, you do have a life motto, and it is don't die wondering. How did you come up with that?
Actually, I have two. That's for the future. Don't die wondering, because I don't want to be at my deathbed going, oh, I wish I had done this, and oh, I wish I had. And all of that is for the future. And the past, it's no regrets. I don't want to have a regret of the past. And I don't want to die wondering about something I wanted to do for the future, because the past is history, the future is a mystery, and the present moment is a gift. So unwrap it.
Do you have any regrets?
None. Not one. Not one trauma was a regret, because every point of pain chiseled me into the beautiful sculpture of a friendly universe that I am. I am here to be a beneficial presence on the planet. Any pain I've had is individual transformation. I am more than the pain. I am more than the trauma. And I use all of those past experiences to say, I get you. And it doesn't have, you're more than that. And you can be happy 88% of the time.
You do a lot of work, as you had told us before, around the world. You do a lot of great things for a lot of people, the teaching, the training, the helping out, the, you know, extension of yourself, if you will. How, give me the one, if there's one instance or one person, one child that you reached out to that you know you made a difference.
There's hundreds and thousands. I've been blessed to look at children in the
one
eye.
That you remember, one that you really said, damn, that was amazing. I really did a great job there.
The little girl in India who looked at me and I said, you can do anything you want as long as you put your heart and mind to it.
Mm-hmm. There you
go. And she looked at me and she lit up. And I know that that juncture got her to change the trajectory from living in victim pain or oppression to I can do this.
Wow. That's powerful.
Like,
I knew there was one. I knew I could get you with one.
<That's>
Apart from
the
hundreds of thousands, I knew there was one heart. But you took that heart with you when you left India. You know, Marissa, we have already come up on the end of our segment, so I'm going to have to say goodbye to you for now. But I know that I'll be speaking to you in a half an hour when I am honored to be on your show. So again, I want to thank you for being here with us in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. Your work is extraordinary, and it is my honor to know you.
Absolutely. Just Google Dr. Marissa or go to the number 4balance.org.
Absolutely. Thanks, Marissa. Okay. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Clarissa.
All right. Bye-bye now.